She arrived at the national airport. It's called the Hosea Kotako International Airport, where she was met by the First Lady of Namibia, Monica Genkos, and the Deputy Prime Minister of Namibia, Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa. It was a warm occasion with a lot of people in attendance, where they observed some cultural dances before they drove off to the Heroes Acre for laying down of wreaths. The Heroes Acre is Namibia's monument for the heroes who died during the colonial struggle for freedom and independence.
So what is on her agenda, according to the officials there? What are some of the things she's supposed to be doing?
According to the press release, on her agenda for today, they'll be from the Heroes Acre, they'll be going to the State House. Tomorrow, she'll be visiting Katutura, which is a township in Windhoek, where the majority of the low-income earners live. She will be talking to young girls in terms of programs for women's empowerment, access to health care, and access to basic goods and social services such as water and electricity. On Friday, she would also be talking to the students at the Namibia University of Science and Technology.
You mentioned the focus also on women empowerment. What can you tell us about Namibia's successes, I would say, or programs in women empowerment?
Namibia is only second to Uganda on the African continent in terms of women representation in the National Assembly, that is in the parliament. And this is a significant stride. Also, the majority of women are lawmakers who are drafting laws. These are laws that speak to the Divorce Act, the Rape Act, Domestic Violence Act, and Child Care and Protection Act. I just wanted to mention also the person who received Dr. Biden, Monica Genkos, who is the First Lady of Namibia, has actually also played a vital role in speeding up some of those acts. And in Namibia, we have a problem of teenage pregnancy, whereby in some regions you find a teenage pregnancy prevalence of 19%, but in other regions you find as high as 33%. So these are the things that the First Lady, through her Be Free organization, have actually been addressing throughout the years.
Vitalio, thank you so much for your time speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you very much, sir.